scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
So did you hear about this volcano?
A volcano.
There is a volcano in the northeast of the United States.
What's going to happen? Is it going to erupt?
Well, looks like, according to Fox News, there is a super volcano that is brewing under the states of Massachusetts, Vermont, and New Hampshire. And according to Rutgers University, I don't think it's going to erupt for a little while, but they say that the upwelling that they detected is like a hot air balloon.
Ooh.
And they infer that something is rising up through the deeper part of our planet.
That sounds scary.
Under New England.
Oh, my goodness.
Brace yourself, because in about a million or so years, that is going to turn into a super volcano.
In a million years?
Yeah.
I'll make sure to tell my kids and tell them to tell their kids.
Pass this story on for generation to generation about the super volcano that you learned about in 2018.
Yeah.
But it's kind of scary to know that something like that is brewing, because even though they say it could happen in a million years, you never know.
It could happen tomorrow. In 10,000.
Exactly. Or even 5 years from now. You never know.
It's not likely. I think that they would know that. But maybe not.
I don't know. It's a volcano. It's very unpredictable.
That's true. That is kind of the definition of a volcano, right? Well,
exactly.
I guess we'll find out. Hopefully not in our lifetime.
Yeah.
But this is something that will probably happen in our lifetime. Scientists in Italy are trying to curb food cravings in obese people by zapping their brains with magnets.
What?
They've had some success with the process and think it can have something to do with changing the way the brain is wired. By short-circuiting the brain, people don't crave food and they don't seek that short-term reward from eating. So
I'm not okay with this.
Well, and I'm wondering, do the magnets go inside your head?
Right, that's what I'm wondering.
And touch your actual brain, or is it like on the outside of your brain?
Ugh. It just the thought of magnets touching my actual brain just made me lose my appetite.
It's really strong magnets, and you have one on one side of your brain and the other on the other side, and it's like slowly squishing your brain.
Oh, that wouldn't be good either.
Well,
I just imagine like a cartoon, like those really giant magnets that you hold in your hands, and you just see the bzzz. I imagine it like that.
Yeah, I think it would be like that too. What if you didn't need as many donuts after that? After your brain got magnetized?
After just thinking about it, I need more donuts.
Yeah, I think you're
right.
So
it's not working at all. So I need more magnets.
More
donuts, please. Yes. That's trending topics for this morning.
98.3 The Coast. Trending topics with Johnny and Megan on 98.3 The Coast is brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.